Thank you for listening to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Larry Suttle, the preaching minister of over 20 years, weekly instructs and encourages those attending the services at the 10th and Broad Church of Christ in Wichita Falls, Texas. Let's join Larry now for this week's lesson.
One of my favorite people in the congregation is Peggy Colley. Peggy, right back there in the back, one of my sweet, beautiful women of the congregation. I was privileged to baptize Peggy years and years ago. Well, maybe I won't say that for your sake, Peggy, but she was a child when I... No. But she is just one of my favorite people. We were walking out of the building one Wednesday night here a couple of weeks ago, having a good conversation, going out to our cars, and I was talking, and I could tell Peggy had tuned out. Now, I'm used to that. And every Sunday morning, I have that experience, but I didn't expect it from Peggy. Her attention was elsewhere. I was still talking. Her attention was elsewhere. Come to find out what had happened, she had heard a child cry out in the parking lot. And so, as a mother, everything else left, and she was tuned in to the needs of that crying child. She didn't know who it was, but that's the way Peggy and all mothers are. It's amazing. Here in December of last year, we all tuned in to television to hear of the reports of the terrorists who were in Mumbai, India, or Bombay, what normally we think of as Bombay, now named Mumbai. 179 people were killed in some hotels, even a hospital, some schools. There was a nanny of a Jewish family in an apartment house that was being terrorized. She hid in a downstairs closet. She could hear the terrorists come in as they started killing the members of that family one by one. She heard a baby cry. She heard a mother scream, and she knew it was the children she cared for, or the child she cared for. And so out of this closet, she burst out, made eye contact with one of the terrorists, but ignored him, rushed up the stairs where the screams were coming from, and there she found this baby over the bodies of its parents. She grabbed that baby, again looking a terrorist right in the face as she took that baby, and CNN, I took this right off the CNN website at the time, and CNN reported that she literally picked him up and made a dash for the exits, almost daring the terrorist to shoot a woman carrying a baby. The strength of a woman when it comes to a child, the capacity for love and caring when it comes to a child, is just really beyond any kind of human words. I could not, on this Mother's Day, even if I thought I had the ability, describe the depth of those feelings, of that love, of that strength. But it's a fact, and it's a fact that is as timeless as human beings on the earth. In fact, Paul made reference to the depth and capacity of women for children when in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 6 through 8, he said this: "We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else." That is, he and his traveling mission company. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother, caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us, like a mother. Well, that analogy resonated with Christians of the first century, as it resonates with us, because we see it lived out time and time and time again, every day, in dramatic ways, in everyday ways. The love of a mother. Where would we be without that special person in our lives? George Washington is famous for saying, "All I am, I owe to my mother." And you can see the result in the life of a person who has had the influence of a mother. An influence of purity, an influence of integrity, an influence of spirituality. Mothers convey those attributes to her children as no other. The father is the spiritual leader of the home, but I am convinced the mother is the spiritual power in the home. God has given mothers a special power that I cannot begin to get my arms around. The well-known theologian Homer Simpson has said, "You couldn't fool your mother on the foolingest day of your life, even if you had an electrified fooling machine." I tell you, that's the way it is. And everybody here says amen. The effect is profound. Where a mother's influence has been a positive, loving, valued influence. Again, to quote the Apostle Paul as he wrote his companion Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, 4, and 5. He said, "I long to see you, Timothy, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you." Mothers are worthy of special honor today, but they are worthy of it every day. And I hope that our honoring mothers is not just something that we do once a year. For we know that Paul said in our focus book of this year, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." The companion letter that Paul wrote at just about the same time, maybe delivered at the same time. Ephesians chapter 6, 2 and 3. He spells it out more specifically. "Honor your father and mother." Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Moms, would you accept our frail efforts today to honor you? We don't have adequate words. We don't have adequate deeds. But we pray you'll accept it, because you indeed are special to us. And we are blessed, as Paul wrote, we are blessed for honoring you. Well, that's my sermon for today. I want you to be first in line at your favorite restaurant today. And when you are coming out After having enjoyed a wonderful meal supplied by your family, and you see those poor Methodists and Baptists and Pentecostals in line, you tell them, "My preacher gave me a gift today." God bless you. Go with God. Ken, do you have anything else?